Hello and welcome to another episode of Girl Race World Beauty Podcast. I'm your host Nicole and today we are talking about soft, luscious lips. So if you're interested in learning more about how to keep your lips looking luscious and youthful, let's get into it. Okay, welcome back to episode 21 of the Girl Race World Beauty Podcast. Everything we talk about today can be found on girlraceworld.com/21. Okay, so before we get into some tips on how to preserve our beautiful pouts, I want to take this time to tell you guys that I'm going to be doing a survey. So basically, here's the question. When you think of beautiful, gorgeous lips, which three celebrities come to mind? I have my three answers and I'm going to share them at the end of this podcast and I hope you share yours too. So if you head on over to girlraceworld.com/speak, I'd like to hear what your answers are. Okay, let's get into what we need to do to keep our lips looking amazing. First and foremost, our lips are on our face, right? They're right there. We do all the things to our skin every day. It's part of our daily beauty regimen. It's ingrained into us to cleanse, exfoliate, mask, tone, moisturize our face. And we do all these things to our face and we neglect our lips. They're right there and we treat them like distant cousins. We overlook them, not giving them any attention. And over time, our lips become dull. They start to get wrinkles. They become darker. They become drier. And they just lose their youthful pout. So I want to give you guys some tips, and it's really easy to keep your lips looking great, and it's doing the things you're already doing, just adding a little bit more effort. So the thing to keep in mind is exfoliate, moisturize, treat, protect, and then repeat. Okay, so exfoliation is probably, it's very straightforward. It's basically what you're doing already to your face. If you're exfoliating with your Olay cleansing brush or your Miosonic or Clarisonic, doesn't matter. Take time and go over your lips. Your lips needs exfoliation too. There's also several products on the market that have lip scrubs just for lips, or you can create your own just by using a little sugar and salt, maybe an oil, your favorite moisturizer, and just buffing your lips out. But I found that the easiest way for me to remember to exfoliate my lips is to do it after I'm done brushing my teeth. I take my toothbrush, and even with the toothpaste still on it, I go ahead and just buff my lips with my toothbrush softly, and the results are instant. Your lips will be plump and the color will be nice rosy, flushed color, and the toothpaste, because of the mintiness of it, just leaves your lips very refreshed. Okay, so that's step one, exfoliating. Now, once you're done doing that, it's time to moisturize your lips. And this is the best time to moisturize because now all the dead skin is removed. You use your favorite lip balm, Vaseline, anything you have that's going to add moisture. If you're a huge fan of coconut oils or any of the other natural oils, go ahead and just slather some on your lips before you go to bed. And when you wake up in the morning, your lips will be ready for kissing. Okay? If you're going out in the daytime, and this should be done every day actually, before you put on your lipstick, before you put on your lip gloss, or if you're not going to wear lipstick and lip gloss, you need to put on a lip balm that has sunscreen in it. Because we put sunscreen on our face and the rest of our body, but we forget about our lips. They need to be protected from the sun as well. So make sure you're using products that has an SPF 15 in them so that your lips are protected from the sun. And basically, guys, you just repeat that. It doesn't have to be every day, but at least once a week, once every 2 weeks. Make sure you're taking time and you are paying attention to your lips. They need love too. Okay, so the survey, I asked at the beginning, which three celebrities have the most gorgeous lips? And my three answers